You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy days. And I know they're busy, especially this time of year. Here it is now on the 23rd of December, Christmas right around the corner. Christmas has always been my favorite holiday, and I've always, with bated breath, I've anticipated Christmas so much. And that is a good lead into my sermon here today. It's my most favorite sermon to preach on the Christmas Eve service at our church. It's entitled Dirty Windows, and you'll understand the name of that later on. Probably tomorrow when we wrap this up. It's a 25-minute sermon or so, so you're not going to hear the end of it today, but I encourage you to, either one of two things. Either go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, look for Dirty Windows, and download it or listen to it from there, or tune in right here to this same radio station tomorrow, and we're going to wrap this up, this sermon here, Dirty Windows, taken really out of Hebrews 9:28, that says that Jesus is coming back again a second time, apart from sin, to everyone out here that's looking for him. Other translations say, those that eagerly await him. Is that you? Are you eagerly awaiting the Lord Jesus' return? I would say that it's evident by the way that you live. It's evident by the things that you do. Then again, you could say it's evident by the things that you won't do. Any old sap can say he's eagerly awaiting his return. The proof's in how are you living. Here's part one now of this message, Dirty Windows.
Merry Christmas to everyone. It's that special time of year once again where I get to take you on a trek through the Word of God and show you how much God loves you. And how God has had a plan all along to embrace you once again as sons and daughters of God. He's had a plan all along. And the plan starts and ends with His Son, Jesus Christ. My launching point here today for this short message is Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. For those of you that brought a Bible to Christmas Eve service, I'm impressed. For those that didn't, you're excused for a Thursday night. Not on Sunday, though. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. It says, when the fullness of time had come, not a moment too soon and not a moment after, but at exactly the right time throughout all of the annals of time. You know, there's an old saying, and it's true, that God is seldom early, but He's never late. At precisely the right time, God sent forth His Son. made or born of a woman. Now that time was prophesied about long ago. All the way back to the beginning, God mentioned it. In the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field that the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Hath God said, you will not eat of every tree of the garden?'" Notice right away how the serpent always tries to get us to disbelieve the Bible. Matter of fact, these are the first four recorded words of the devil in the Bible. It's these four words, "indeed." You know, what an interjection that is. "Indeed." It's designed to get you to raise your eyebrow. Just like he did. Like Spock on Star Trek. You ever see that? I don't know how he does that. Keeps one straight and raises the other one? "Indeed. Indeed. Hath God said." Picture that. The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.'" And the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die." See, the devil is a liar. Verse 5, "God knows in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Now when the woman saw the tree was good for food and it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of the fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate." Am I allowed to say in church, what a dirt bag? Am I right? I mean, Eve was deceived, but this Adam, he was a dirt bag here. He was just disobedient. He went like this to God. Now, thank God you would never do nothing like that. "Then the eyes of both of them were open. They knew they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard a sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, 'Where are you? Where art thou?' So he said, 'I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.'" Notice now some of man's brand new emotions. Here are the first three. Fear, guilt, and shame. Man didn't have these emotions before. But by bringing sin into the world, these is man's new emotions. And we can thank the man of dirt for that. But as we continue, he wants us to blame someone else. Verse 11. "And he said, 'Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you not to eat?' And the man said, 'The woman you gave me, she did it. She gave me of the tree and I ate.' And the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?' The woman said, 'The serpent deceived me or beguiled me, and I ate.'" Remember my definition. Maybe some of you have never heard it. Here it is. To be deceived. It's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. If you knew what it was, you would never do it, right? I mean, imagine that. "Eve, take of this fruit, and you will bring sin into the entire human race. You will cause little children to die of cancer, and you will cause the Son of God to die naked on the cross. Here, have a bite. What thinkest thou?" Would she have done that? No way. It goes all the way back here to the garden. How easy we're deceived. Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle, more than every beast of the field. On your belly you will go, you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. Now here comes the first prophecy ever spoken in the Bible. He will bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel. That's what's known in Latin as the Proto-Evangelium, which means first gospel. This is the first message of good news in the Bible, that someone's coming, by golly, and he's going to put the hurt on you, devil, one of these days. He's going to take you out. He's going to defang you. He's going to declaw you. All that's going to be left out of you, devil, is a roar. And that's all he has. Remember, Peter said the devil prowls about like a roaring, what? Lion. But he's been declawed. You see, God, the Lord Jesus, declawed him. He's got no power over you anymore, thanks to the cross. Now, many years later from that first spoken prophecy, Moses, the man of God, mentions this future king in Deuteronomy chapter 18. He says this, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet, capital P, like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear." Now, right around the same time as that, as Moses was leading the nation of Israel through the desert to the promised land, the Lord God put these words into the mouth of a pagan prophet named Balaam. Numbers chapter 24, verse 17, he says this, "I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel and batter the brow of Moab and destroy the sons of Tumul." A star, you see, just like the song we just sang. A star, dancing in the night. A star and a prophecy. Known by a sect of rocket scientists known as Magi. How do you think these guys knew this? They knew this prophecy. And they knew Daniel 9:24 through 27 of the 70 weeks of Daniel. They knew because they knew to the day, well, we know it after the fact that Daniel knew to the day Jesus was going to ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. These magi knew this prophecy. They knew when the time was. That's how these guys showed up there. And this is the star that this pagan prophet, 1,500 years before the time, said, "I see a star."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.